I'm well, thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, yeah. So tell me a little bit about, from what I understand, powerful moving musical, Suffs.
Sure. So Suffs is about the final 7 years of what was ultimately a 70-year journey to get the 19th Amendment passed. And the 19th Amendment was the amendment that allowed white women the ability to vote in elections. And it tells the story of Alice Paul, who was sort of the new up-and-coming voice of the suffrage movement. And it triangulates her story with that of Carrie Chapman Catt, which is the part that I play. And Carrie Chapman Catt was the direct protege of Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who were the mothers of the suffrage movement. And then finally, we have Ida B. Wells, who was an incredible journalist and agitator of her time based out of Chicago.
So you play essentially an Iowan, and you're coming to Iowa, so I'm sure people will recognize the name Carrie Chapman Catt. Graduate of Iowa State University, 1880, and she grew up in the Charles City, Iowa area. So it's kind of interesting that you are playing her and you're coming to Iowa, where she graduated and got her formal education.
Yes, yes. And also, my dad is from Sioux City, Iowa. So I come by all of this very honestly.
In acting, I love people's story, how they ended up wanting to become actors and how they honed their craft.
Sure. Well, I think in my case, it's a combination of nature versus nurture. My father is an actor. And so that was kind of the water that we were swimming in growing up. And my parents had tons of original Broadway cast recordings of the golden age of Broadway musicals. So those were always playing in our house. I had an affinity for singing along with these cast albums at a very young age. And my parents were just wonderful about encouraging that. And because I wasn't super into sports, and I was also and continue to be a fairly shy person, theater is a great way to help shy people escape for a while. It allows shy people to express themselves in a way that they might not get to otherwise. So I think if you were to ask my parents, they would say that I have been interested in musical theater since the moment I could sing along to a record.
Okay, so I have to ask, your last name is Grandy. You said that your dad is from Sioux City. Are you perhaps related to Fred Grandy?
Correct. He's my dad.
Oh! That, wow, I met your dad many years ago when he was running for governor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, at a radio station in Ames, Iowa. So, yeah, a small world, right?
Indeed,
yeah.
Yes.
It's a musical, so I'm guessing that you may sing a little.
Yes, yes. There is quite a bit of music in this musical. It's gorgeous music, too. Shana Taub, who is our composer and lyricist and also wrote the book for the musical, she is a bona fide genius, and she's not even 40 yet. So to be a part of this show and to sing all of these different styles of music is really, really exciting.
So, Mariah, I was just thinking about the period that this took place. How cool are the outfits? And is it hard to wear? Did they have to cinch your waist a little bit and the big hats?
Yes, yes. I mean, the costumes are beautiful. They were designed by Paul Tazewell, who designed the costumes for Broadway. And then he's probably most famously known. He recently won the Academy Award for designing the wardrobe for Wicked. And you are absolutely right. The costumes are very, very structured. But what he was able to do was he was able to create the illusion of wearing corsets without us actually having to wear corsets. So my costumes, anyway, have quite a bit of structure built into the body of the costumes, but I don't have to wear a corset. So it's a lot of, there are some smoke and mirrors that are involved, which create like gorgeous shapes. The materials that he uses are just sumptuous and beautiful, and the color palette is unbelievable. And yes, we wear a ton of hats, big, big hats. But they're gorgeous, and they really help to tell the story. It's one thing to be in your rehearsal clothes, doing the show in a rehearsal studio, running the show, but then the minute you put on the wig and the costume and the hat, it's transformative. It changes how you walk. It changes how you stand. It changes how you breathe. And it's a thrill to perform that magic trick every night.
It is called Sups, and it is a Tony Award-winning musical coming to our Des Moines Civic Center, and it will be here Tuesday, April 28th through May 3rd. Be sure to get your tickets at dmpa.org. You don't want to miss Mariah Grande in this production as Carrie Chapman Catt. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a thrill.